lollygagging skunk wallows?
Maddie, you know how I get when I'm talking about council politics.
Don't you Maddie me, Ebenezer McCoy.
She looked past my old mentor to focus on me.
Wizard Dresden, I am less than amused with your lack of respect toward the White Council.
I lifted my chin and glared down at the woman without meeting her eyes. It's a tough trick to learn, but if you're motivated enough, you can do it. Well, that's a coincidence. I'm not terribly amused with you spying on me. The black woman's eyes flashed, but Ebenezer cut in before either of us could gather any more steam.
Harry Dresden, meet Martha Liberty.
She shot him a look.
He's arrogant, Ebenezer. Dangerous.
It's every wizard ever.
Bitter, angry, obsessive.
Ebenezer frowned.
Seems to me he has good reason to be. You and the rest of the senior council saw to that.
Martha shook her head.
You know what he was meant to be. He's too great a risk.
I snapped my fingers twice and hooked a thumb at my own chest.
Hey, lady. He's also right here.
Her eyes flashed at me.
Look at him, Ebenezer. He's a wreck. Look at the destruction he has caused.
Ebenezer took two quick, angry steps toward Martha.
By challenging the Red Court where they were going to kill that young woman? No, Maddie. Haas didn't cause what's happened since. They did. I've read his report. He stood up to him and they damn well needed standing up to.
Martha folded her arms, strong and brown against the front of her robes.
The Merlin says...
I know what he says. By now, I don't even need to hear him say it. And as usual, he's half right, half wrong, and all gutless.
Martha frowned at him for a long and silent moment. Then she looked at me.
Do you remember me, Mr. Dresden?
They had a hood on me all through the trial, and I missed the meeting Warden Morgan called a couple years back. See, they were taking a bullet out of my hip.
I know. I never saw your face before today.
She moved then, lifting a slender staff of some dark reddish wood, and walked toward me, the staff clicking with each step. I faced her, bracing myself, but she didn't try to meet my gaze. She studied my features for a long moment.
You have your mother's eyes.
An old pain rolled through me. Never knew her.
No. You didn't.
She lifted one wide, heavy hand and passed it through the air on either side of my head, as though smoothing my hair without touching it. Then she raked her eyes over me, staring intently at my bandaged hand.
You hurt. You're in great pain.
That isn't bad. Should heal in a few days.
I'm not talking about your hand, boy.